Actor James Coburn suffered a heart attack and died yesterday. He was 74 years old. With his lanky, weathered, almost villainous looks and that deep, textured voice, Coburn first became an action star in films like Hell Is for Heroes and The Great Escape.
I'm a British officer. I've just escaped from a prisoner of war camp in Germany. I'm trying to make my way into Spain now. You understand me?
Oui.
Can you help me now?
And in The Magnificent Seven, released more than 40 years ago, Coburn's presence showed he could keep up with the likes of Yul Brynner, Eli Wallach, and Steve McQueen. In the film, Coburn plays a cool drifter who joins six other men to protect a Mexican village from bandits. The others are gunslingers, but Coburn prefers a knife, and the weapon fits him perfectly, both long and narrow with a dangerous edge. Coburn's sarcasm could be just as sharp, and he earned a reputation playing sly and humorous bad guys, as he did opposite Cary Grant in the 1963 classic Charade.
Yeah? Now, you listen to me, Dial. Look, I know who's got that money, man, and I want my share. Seems to be growing and growing every day. Well, I ain't disappearing until I get it.
Where are you, Tex?
Come on, man. Look, my mama didn't raise no stupid children.
In all, Coburn made more than 100 films, but most he saw as unremarkable. That didn't bother him, he told NPR's Daniel Swerdling 3 years ago in an interview.
No. It's just that's the way it goes, you know. It comes with the territory. You have some good ones and some bad ones. You do some for money, you do some for love. That's the way it goes. Sometimes the magic works, sometimes it doesn't.
Really is a wonderful actor, an actor who both entertained us and surprised us.
Ken Turan is a film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.
Entertained us through most of his career as the kind of a smiling bad guy with a sense of humor, and then surprised us like a good Hollywood movie right at the end with a great performance.
That twist started in the 1980s. James Coburn had nearly disappeared from public life. He'd been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and he was barely able to walk. He spent 10 years fighting the disease, and he won. And then he got the role unlike any he'd ever played.
Things were rather sparse for actors my age. We're to 70. Paul Schrader called me up and said, listen, I got this part here that we're going to do. He said, well, you know, he's not a charming man. I said, oh, you mean I've got to act, huh? So I said, I think I can. There's a few kicks left in me.
The movie was Affliction. He was the abusive father of Nick Nolte.
Don't push that! You think you're going to take me now?
Come on, Pop.
Come on, just come on.
Come on, get in now.
Just get in the car.
That role earned James Coburn his Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, and he saw it as one of the best characters he ever played.
Well, it's the completeness of it. If you can do a complete, you know, a big...
Actor James Coburn dead at 74. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.